Hammer Files, a seat at the show. The day was a long, dusty road with no end in sight. My kind of day. The cases had dried up. The phones were quiet, and the only dame calling me was the one on my conscience. I found myself where I always do when the world goes quiet, a crooked place. The kind of joint with more shadows than lights. Where the air hangs thick with the smell of cheap booze and broken promises. I like it that way. No one expects you to be a saint in a place like this. I took a slow pull from my beer, the glass cool against my hand, and let my eyes roam. This was my world, and these were my people. The kind of folk who dance on the edge of the law and look good doing it. They weren't hurting me, so I didn't mind. I like watching the games. The call girls were running their usual play. Their voices soft and low. Selling a dream that's got nothing to do with money. And everything to do with a man's need to feel wanted. The marks were buying, of course. They always do. The supporting cast. In the corner by the jukebox, an amateur pickpocket was sizing up a mark. Kid looked like he hadn't shaved in a week. He was going to get his nose broke before the night was over. And I didn't have the heart to warn him. Some lessons you just have to learn the hard way. Across the room, old Ron was shuffling a deck of cards. A smile on his face that was slicker than the grease on his hair. The poor fool who sat down with him was about to learn a lesson in a different kind of pain. The kind that hits you in the wallet. And then there was Weasel. He was every bit his name. A skinny, greasy shadow with eyes that darted around the room like two trapped rats. He was a spotter for Lenny Bent, a big-time fence who ran his business from the shadows. Everyone knew that if you had something hot, something you wanted to move fast, Lenny was your guy. But you had to go through Weasel first. He was the key to the whole operation, the gatekeeper to the dark side of the city. He didn't look like much, but he held the keys to the kingdom. A new performer. I took another swig, noticing the new barman for the first time. He was a stocky kid with a clean face and a polite way about him. New blood. The kind you don't see around here much. And as the door swung open, a big, stocky stranger walked in. His voice was deep, a low rumble that cut through the cigarette haze. He didn't look like he was here to play games. He was big, loud, and brawny. But he had an air of gentleness about him. The night's show is just getting started. And tonight, I was just part of the audience. The traveler's tale. The big traveler lumbered to the bar, pulled up a stool that groaned under his weight, and ordered a beer. He wasn't subtle, and that was something I could appreciate. He started talking before the barman even had a chance to set the glass down, filling the quiet joint with tales of dusty roads and far-off cities. He spoke of Istanbul, a city of a million secrets, and Budapest, a puzzle box wrapped in old stone. He wove stories of hot winds in Darjeeling and the humid, electric buzz of Bangkok at night. The crimson glint. As he spoke, he gestured with big, sweeping hands, and a crimson flash from the ring on his finger cut through the smoky air. It caught the low light from the single bulb and painted the walls and faces of the patrons in streaks of blood red. It was a hell of a rock. A big, beautiful red diamond set on a thick, half-inch-wide gold band. The glare was blinding for a second, a punch of color in a world of gray. The big stranger talked on, a river of words that didn't seem to have a dam in sight. He looked like a Brutus, and that's what I'd call him. He had the build of a man who could knock a bull over. But his eyes had the faraway look of a traveler. A man who'd seen things you only read about in books. a sailor, a merchant. He was something out of his element here, and that was a dangerous kind of curiosity. Weasel makes a move, but I wasn't the only one watching. Across the room, Weasel, the spotter, had caught the glint. His eyes, already darting, fixed on the ring, a moth to a flame. He moved like a shadow, slick and fast, making his way toward the bar. He slid up next to Brutus and gave him his best crooked smile. "You tell some interesting tales," Weasel said, his voice as smooth as a polished stone. "Mind if I join you?" The big man, still lost in his own story, turned and looked at Weasel, his face a sudden portrait of a man coming out of a dream. "Please do," Brutus rumbled, and the two of them sat there, the big man's stories filling the air as Weasel's greedy eyes never left the diamond. The show was just getting started, and this act promised to be a real headliner.